finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. We always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
It's howdy doody time.
It's just duty time.
It's just duty time. We took the howdy out and we added the duty.
No time to say hello. It's just time for duty.
It's just duty time. Hi.
How's everybody doing?
I'm Joe.
I'm Grace.
This is Finish Each Other's Sandwiches. So I think it's the fourth episode.
It is the fourth episode. Cuatro for our Spanish cool. listeners.
Through the Spanish announce table. For the Spanish announce table.
And the that's French table.
That will be broken by the end of this match.
Yeah.
We've been watching way too much wrestling.
I'm going to throw you off the top rope.
We've been watching way too much wrestling. We just finished the Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker's Hell in the Cell match.
Yes, the first Hell in the Cell match.
So we did that, decided that was our
this was our morning.
Our morning.
It's yeah.
Like, let's wake up and watch a 2.5 hour pay-per-view from 1997.
And we like woke up early too. We like rose with the sun. We're like, let's go get something done.
I made like a hearty breakfast,
yeah.
some tea.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like, it's wrestling time.
And then we sat down in our pajamas. I'm wearing his pants.
It's Attitude Era wrestling time.
People may say it's pumpkin spice latte time. For us, it's Attitude Era wrestling time.
That's
you know that feeling when you're outside and you just there's like something in the air and you're like, is that a tree? Is that a flower? Oh, it's what the
that's
rock
what
is
the
cooking.
Rock says.
That's what the Reich is cooking.
So we live in Colorado, and she's been in Denver for a little while now, a few months. I've been here a year, and
always he's been here.
I know I've been here longer. I'm gonna say
By
that
like,
every time.
Yes,
yes, that's true.
A short while, not much.
I don't. Okay. And we live in Colorado's, and we try to do a lot of stuff. We go out, we go hiking, we drive out to the mountains, we bike around a lot, but compared to Colorado. We are like fat shit couch potatoes,
yeah.
Just like completely out of shape.
Everyone in Denver and Colorado are like models and like gorgeous people. We're like Gilbert Grape's mom. Like we're disgusting.
We belong on a like Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
Hoarding, all that stuff.
Yeah. My food addiction. All this is. So anyway, because a lot of people here are in really good shape and they do like the Ironman competition and everyone's always running and in really good health. And Denver is the second fittest city in the country and Boulder's number one.
Boulder,
and then
Fort
I think
Collins,
Fort Collins,
Colorado
which is shocking,
Springs.
Which is shocking because we've been to these places within the past month several times. And it's just breweries and restaurants
yeah.
with like amazing food.
I mean, it does have their outdoor, like their bike trails.
There
and stuff.
Are a lot of those things, which I guess people just have to do to like work off all those things. Because we went to the breweries last week and, you know, we had beer, we ate, we were like riding our bikes, but I mean, we were doing nothing but consume things.
Yeah. We rode our bikes only because we were drinking and I didn't want to drive. So I was like, oh, we'll just ride our bikes around. But it wasn't for fitness. It was
no.
for convenience.
Don't drink and drive, guys.
But it was really cool because there was a bike trail mm-hmm. attaching the whole like town. So we just jump on a bike trail, go to the next like brewery or restaurant or whatever mm-hmm. we were doing. I mean, it wasn't conducive to fitness, but it was really nice to have those
it was.
Trails.
Side note, that is a good plan until it's nighttime and you've been drinking for several hours and then your lights on your bike go out. So
not only can you not see and not control things.
But there are no lights on this bike path because...
No, there's a few. There were a few.
Yeah. Like,
but there were,
dark
spots.
No, they were like fairies holding up tea lights in the corner. It's like, here you go on your journey. And there was no light. It was awful.
There was no light.
There was no light. Anyway.
But yeah, these people are crazy with their fitness here. It's absolutely like way too much. It's like We go to Red Rocks, go to the concert. Oh, and God. Like there's just people running up and down the stairs. Like, get Calm out of down. Here. When I went to Grand Canyon, I was like walking, I was hiking down it and people were running, like jogging. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, let me jog the Grand Canyon. Yeah, I'm going to throw you off the Grand Canyon.
People did that too when we
get out of here.
You don't need to take your time. People will run through the hikes that we take our time on to look at the mountains and look at the
No, but the I mean, area. People are just doing it for fitness and they're like, oh, well, this is a pretty place to go running. So they go running. But it's still infuriating.
There's no excuse.
There was a lady in Aspen when we drove out there that had rollerblades on and she had
First
ski
of all,
poles.
Explain. Well, that's it. We it were, was this year and she was rollerblading. She's like, I'm gonna rollerblade in the year 2014.
She had ski poles and rollerblades and was going up a mountain, God. Like skiing, rollerblading up a big hill. It was a big
disgusting.
Hill. And there were also tons and tons of bikers because it was that was just like right before the big stupid bike tour that goes throughout Colorado.
Yeah, that's stupid.
So stupid.
Fucking bike.
Why am I going to waste my time biking like 400 miles?
Well, anyway.
It's impressive, but I mean, come on.
Yeah. So a lot of people here are just like into that, like really being fit, really being, you know, focused on fitness and everything. And then a lot of people here are gluten free, like a lot of people
Beat it.
Without celiac disorder.
That's not just and here.
I'm
That's
not,
everywhere.
I'm not asking to see a doctor's note, but I'm asking you to show me medical proof that you should not be eating gluten.
It's a fad right now. It'll fade, whatever. It's not that big a deal, but it is fun. We make fun of those people all the time because it's just funny. Not just anybody that does it. Like when I hear somebody's like logical reasoning, I'm like, fine, that's fair. But there are people that are doing it literally just because everyone else is doing it. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, do you have anything gluten-free? Why? They're like, because that's what you do now, right? You don't eat gluten. That's mm-hmm. it. Like, they don't know why.
They
people
don't
that
know
why, fine. But if you don't know why, that's what pisses me off.
So
it's more annoying in that sense than it is anything else.
When we were in Aspen, we had just gotten there and we were camping outside of the town, just like between this like glacier area. And we went into town that night to look around. You know, and Aspen is like a very like well-to-do,
oh, yeah.
like ski,
They're
like
rich,
so
bitch
rich
town.
Ski town, like in the mountains. So we drive into town, and like besides an array of like gorgeous houses, the first thing that we see is this like tall white guy with blonde hair parted down the middle, with a sweater tied around his shoulders.
It was an 80s skiing movie.
He was like he so like in the Aha music video when he jumps out of the pages. This man had jumped out of a Sears catalog from 1996.
In
like he just
Aspen.
Jumped off the pages of that
in a mountain
and
town
onto
Colorado.
The road in current times. But anyway, so he had a woman on in his arms. And
we also went to an art gallery opening. We didn't realize where we did not belong.
Oh, yeah.
We were in our hiking gear and everyone else was in like suits and they had appetizers walking around. We're like, we don't belong
yeah,
here.
Yeah. We had been hiking since like 6 in the morning.
We need to get out of here.
We had like mud all over us. We were like soaking wet. We had the same clothes on. We smelled bad. Like, we'd probably had a little bit of alcohol or something. And everyone was like, would you like an hors d'oeuvre? And we're like,
And like your natural clumsiness, even when we go hiking, like just hiking the other day and you fell like 15 times.
Not true.
Like America's Funniest Home Video.
No.
Bob Saget is going to be talking about you for days.
It was not a compilation of America's Funniest Home Videos. I am very coordinated.
No.
You
fell like
the
five times. Granted, there was snow on the ground and you were slipping on it, but still, you're very clumsy.
Who else would climb a glacier with you? Come on now.
No. Well, you fell several times.
I did. It's really difficult, you know, the elevation, and it was cold, it's raining.
You can make all the excuses you want.
I'm just saying that it's a little uneasy sometimes, but I'll do it.
We've been watching way too much wrestling. So, of course, we're out somewhere in a national park, and we see, like, these like beautiful elk out in the field. And then we're like, what about WWF in your national park?
WWF in your national park, which is, of course, a nod to WWF in your house. Which
in your house.
We are.
And then, so it's, like, the Bucks, like, slamming, like, their antlers together, and everybody's like, yeah, come on!
Go! You can't do that! Yeah. You can't do that!
Like, he's like, I can't believe he threw him in the marsh! He threw him in the marsh!
There are people out here watching this!
wrestling commentating on, like, nature.
Like, normal mating rituals of these majestic animals.
David Attenborough was replaced by Jim Ross and Jerry the King Lawler and Vince McMahon. They're all, like, commentating on the Planet Earth series. It's like, and now you see this beetle. And he's like, oh my God, he's eating that leaf. He's ripping that leaf apart. I can't believe it. He's like, I can't believe it, King.
He's come over here to this tundra and challenged this man too many times. The owner of this national park.
Another fun game we play while we're in the national parks is find the black people.
Find the black person.
Find the African American. One person that went decided to go.
The one,
It's very, very it's white. Not just in Colorado in general, because it is a very white state.
No, but a lot of them.
National parks and stuff. Like, I've been
there. Black people aren't there.
There's tons of, like, you know, foreigners. There are a lot of people from other countries that come over here to our national parks. But, I mean, there's far and few between. It's just one of those stereotypes that fits. Mm-hmm. It's just something that we noticed. And we're just like, one day we went to, where were we? We were in Estes Park.
When we saw them finally. And we went to the
pancake breakfast.
Finally.
In town. And that was when we saw we were like, we win the game.
No, this is the explanation like behind that. So we had been in Estes Park and Rocky Mountain National Park for 4 days. It took us 4 days in a town and a national park before we saw a black person in the mountains. And then we finally saw one. And it was like, we had just seen like an endangered species. We're like, thank God they're still here. Yeah. Like, this is okay. Holy shit, we thought they were gone.
You said your friend, like, you told him, like, oh, I'm gonna be in the mountains and hiking. He's like, oh,
yeah,
he's
my friend who is black, when I left Georgia, he's like oh no, I'm not going up there.
That's
like,
a waste of time.
He's like, you white people are crazy. Like, he's like I don't know why people do these
hiking
things.
is definitely strongly white. And it's true.
You mean white power? White, do is you that mean, what you mean?
I mean, like, I noticed that even when I was a kid going skiing and I was up in the mountains skiing and I was like, the few black kids that were in my school were like, we're not doing that. That's stupid.
Yeah.
like we're going to go play basketball or like go smoke weed. And I'm like, that's cool too. But
white people smoke weed too.
Oh no, that's true. But that I feel like they make it cool. Wait, people are they like, do. Oh, I'm so high, man.
And black people are like, I'm going to write a song and be aggressive.
Yeah, they're like, I'm awesome, but I also, like, it's just their thing. I associated that with them, too, when I was little. I think I was racist when I was little, though.
I think everybody was raised by my
grandparents.
No, I know, me too. Yeah.
So we were raised by, old white people that didn't have slaves. We're not going to say that, but they...
They obviously didn't
have. They obviously did have slaves.
Because that would be
a crime against humans. But they remembered the time when there was slaves. Yeah. It was closer to their time than anywhere near our time.
They
obviously
didn't own slaves, but they may have borrowed slaves from time to time.
That's another thing about Colorado. I feel like even though there's like the white racist part out like west and like the middle of nowhere. But that's any like
the cattle state. Towns. And
but it's
stuff.
Progressive. It's, yeah. Especially gay marriage just got like abolished from a lot of stuff. Was it abolished? Not the ban on gay marriage, but gay marriage in general got abolished. It got destroyed. No, no. What was it? The federal thing. I don't know.
Yeah, no. It's fine. I'm just laughing at your words. that's androgynous.
Shut up.
Okay.
But that was really cool. And that
is a recent thing. Most of the states right now you're legally allowed to, you know, get married, male and female.
Any combination. Male and female. I mean, if you want to still get straight married, you can do that too.
You can get straight married if you want. You can get gay married if you want.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, all of those things are real.
I was a big fan. I heard about this, and I feel like I'm totally not the person that like talks about current events and politics. Mm-hmm. But like, I was like on Facebook. I was like, "How is no one else talking about this?
Nobody
this
said
was a
anything.
Big deal." And I'm like, "This was a really good, awesome thing for our generation. Like, look at this. Look at how many states now can like do this." And I feel like nobody was talking about it. But that
What were people talking about this week?
I don't know. Who cares?
I know. I don't know.
I don't care about anybody else but myself.
Something else unique about Colorado. We also have, just in case you guys didn't know, marijuana is legal in the state of Denver.
State of Denver.
That was the most high fucking statement ever.
The state of Denver totally has marijuana.
It's like, you guys may not know this, but marijuana is legal in the state of Denver. Oh, wait a minute.
I've been here a year and I'm already sick of like all like the pot jokes.
Yeah, it's like, stupid.
I'm like, I get it. It's funny. It's legal here. Yeah.
Pot jokes are to Colorado as what rednecks jokes are to like the South. It's so overdone. And Mexican jokes, Carlos Mencia, please, which I'm sure you're listening. Could you please stop?
If you're in Denver and you're making pot jokes, you're the guy, the customer online it rings up, you say it's free. You're that guy. You think it's funny, but
like,
it's not.
It's funny. Nope, it's not. And I mean, I get like the like, high humor. Oh, you guys are
so hungry. They're like, oh, you should have buffets everywhere. Ah.
Yeah. That's really original, you guys. I'm so offended by it.
I'm offensive.
But anyway, yeah. So we do have the dispensaries here, which is really, really cool.
It was interesting because as a comment, like I hadn't tried anything really before I moved out here. But the fact that it was easier to go and just be like, walk into a store. Mm-hmm. They take your ID. They just make sure that you're over 21 or over 18. I don't remember. 21. Which one. Is it 21?
Yeah.
I think it's the same, you have to be 21 the same or older. As drinking. Yeah. So like you go in and you get your ID checked and they look at it.
They're very careful.
It is cool though. Like, you know, you wait for your turn and you go into like a little booth and they have like all these, you know, they have like the edibles and they have, you know, your bud and everything. And
they're all different. They're all different sizes.
They sell mostly, yeah, just like the stuff there. And then you go to like a separate store to buy like, I guess, pieces to smoke with or whatever. So it's like they keep it separate like that, which is interesting. And it was very cool to go into it and like buy. And then like now it's like, because it's so easy and because I could do it and I don't feel like I'm breaking the law or anything like that, I'll find myself doing it. And whereas before I wouldn't have.
Yeah. So that's an interesting thing to me. Absolutely. No, we were just, so Joe and I were just having this conversation. We're really similar in the fact that we didn't drink until we were older than 21. I didn't try like marijuana until I came here. Like really, I tried it like once when I was like 18 and then I really tried it when I got here.
Right.
And
now we're experimenting.
Yeah. Like, now we're just trying and things, you know,
and it's like, oh, I like the way this feels. I don't like, but like, that's an interesting thing. I feel like that's not something that we would have ever done.
No, had it not totally been legal. Not. We were just like, who would we call? Like, we don't have a guy. Like, we don't know. Can you meet me at the corner and give me the weed?
Like, so in my head, it's almost, I can almost see, because I always see both sides of every story. And like, for the longest time, everyone was like, make it legal, bro. And we're like, and I was on the fence because I was like, I was exactly where I am now, where I think it's like, okay, I understand where you're coming from. If you want to make it easier for yourselves to do it, that's understandable. And it like makes you feel good and stuff. But that I was kind of on the other side where I was like, but if it is legal, is it just going to be easier to do? And it would be some people that wouldn't.
It's easy to do anyway. That's what people don't understand. It's so easy to get drugs. I could text somebody. I mean, if I don't know anybody, but I thought the same thing. No, you could.
Yeah,
it's
everybody
so
knows somebody.
Easy.
That's not the problem, I guess. But I feel like I'm a proven case of that idea of like, I probably wouldn't have gone out of my way to do something like sneaky and find it through somebody. I feel like I'd feel weird.
Yeah.
And like now, because I can walk into a store and purchase it with a credit card.
Right.
I'm like, this feels okay.
It does. And I think that also like the people there are knowledgeable. And I also think marijuana is just an example of something that has benefits instead of downsides.
That's
true.
That
the fact that we tried it hasn't harmed us in any
way. I still think that it's, and I always felt this way, that if you smoke weed, I think that that's better than smoking cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
I've always
and we don't
that. Even when I was like young, I was like, people are like, oh,
disgusting.
I'm doing drugs. And I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't do that. Then like, I'm smoking cigarettes. I'm like, you really shouldn't do that.
That's much worse.
That's the worst. To me, it's always been, and still is, I think smoking cigarettes is just such a waste of time. It's has no benefits whatsoever. But, you know, people will argue with me and that's fine. It's just my opinion.
Yeah. And I still feel like our generation right now is like really leaning more towards, like I was saying the other day, you know, healthier eating and then, you know, focus on, you know, medicinal marijuana has its own benefits, but then also like not smoking. I don't think a lot of people in our generation are smoking. I think that
they are.
I really don't think as many people though.
Maybe not as much. I think that that's true.
I think there is
a cut down.
I think a lot of people in Denver smoke. I think that's what you're thinking. Because I didn't have a lot of friends who smoked in Georgia or New York.
Maybe Georgia. No, New York, everyone smokes.
Yeah, you're right. That's
gross. BS.
Which
everybody
is ridiculous.
Smokes in New York.
I don't know. I guess
there are a lot of people smoke out here though, too. I can't say it's one thing, one place or another. I think it's everywhere.
I think it's coming back. Smoking is coming back.
No, I think it's just hasn't gone anywhere. I think it is cutting. There's definitely less people that are smoking now than from like the 70s.
Of course.
But because now people know like the threats and the dangers of it stuff, I think more people are not starting, but still plenty of people smoke. And it's such... Yeah, I don't know. It's just still something I don't understand and I don't think I'll ever understand.
Even when we like have like weed and stuff like that, we don't smoke it. Like we don't like smoking. It's still like just an uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
We like,
but it's not just that.
Yeah, but
a bunch of things.
Okay. Well,
so we went to caves in Colorado too. We went to Glenwood Springs. Mm-hmm. And we went out there and we walked around the caves and stuff like that. And I've always been fascinated with bats. I was always like, I love bats.
Cute little bats.
They are like, I think they're cute. I think they're really interesting animals. So I remember they were saying like bats roosting. And I think I even read it. I think it was like.
We read it. It was that's what it was. It was a hike. So we were looking up a hike to go on. And it said
bats roosting.
Veering off from this hike. Stay out of the caves because bats are roosting.
Bats are roosting. And I read it because I always read things slightly wrong. That's just like quickly, a thing that I do. I look attention. At something and I read it and it'll be another word. It's not like just gibberish. But I was like, bats roasting. So then I thought of bats like in a roast, like a comedy roast. Mm-hmm. Like let's roast our, you know, our friend.
One of the like the bats, and the bat is like, he goes up there and he's like, all right. He's like, you heard about Jim, my friend? We went out to the club the other day and he was a really good wingman.
And then, so then the reaction is whenever you see bats like in a cave, you see them, they're like, just like, they'll
fluttering
be staying.
Around.
Then, like, and they'll fly around really quick and then they'll go back to their little spot.
And they'll go like,
and you hear like the noise. So I was like, that's their reaction to any like joke is them going like, like running around, flying, and then going back to their seat, and like being, and then like just sitting there again, waiting for the next joke. But then like they're all doing it once, so it's like they're flying around. It's like
so we don't know this, but the bats are actually roasting each other like the whole time.
Yeah.
Like they're just, it's a comedy roast like all the time
all
in
the
caves.
So because you can never hear them, like it's usually behind glass or something like that, because they, you know,
or a cave,
or in a cave, and you hear them like squeaking. That's their own bat roast. And they have, so bats are roasting. When they're roosting, they're really roasting.
They're really roasting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come
on. Kick up the beat.
The little engine that couldn't even.
Oh, yeah.
We could do that.
So, and I remember the number. It's
38.
Percussion 2, 38.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, we saw this joke like a few months ago with a certain rendition of the little engine that could. Except it's called The Little Engine That Couldn't Even.
Oh, yeah. It's like a joke on like the popular tween stuff. Like,
child. It's a child's book.
No. Not the book.
It's a book for children.
I'm talking about the meme.
Okay, right.
Like the popular thing
yes.
with kids. Like,
I can't even.
I literally couldn't even. Just like, you know, when they're like, what is it, embarrassed? Is it embarrassed?
I don't know. I guess
I don't know the emotion.
When they can't do it. I don't know what it is that they
like,
can't
I
do.
Can't.
I literally can't even. I was so excited. I literally couldn't even.
That's how much, I think it's embarrassment, is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll have to ask a little kid.
Well, we would.
I'll be like, hey, little
kid,
when you can't even, is it because you're embarrassed? And they're like, what?
When
like
you literally peeing? Can't even, what is that?
And when then, I can't poop? Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Mom, this kid, this man drove up to me and asked me why I couldn't poop. I'm calling the cops.
Literally couldn't even.
That is literally something I couldn't
anyway,
even.
So this is, we thought of like, that little engine that couldn't even.
Yeah,
this,
we would like
as,
to tell you the story.
As but the book is the book we're going off of is the little engine that couldn't.
That could. Yes.
Legend that could.
He could.
That's right. I keep getting it mixed up with the joke. So the little engine that could. But the little engine that could wasn't Thomas the Train. But
no,
the joke
it was
is
not.
In the story text of a Thomas the Train episode.
So just try to bring those two worlds together in your mind really quickly.
Thomas.
No,
I don't remember which ones did which.
Sorry, folks. Why don't we just improvise?
I like that. That's the intro one.
Oh, right. That is. Okay. Okay. Anyway.
So,
okay.
This is the intro.
This is our rendition of The Little Engine That Couldn't Even.
It was Christmas Eve.
It was Christmas morning. And a little engine that couldn't even woke up out of his bed and wiped the sleepy away from his eyes. He was a tired engine and had a big day ahead of him of delivering toys to all the good boys and girls. He puttered down the engine tracks, the train tracks, and brought himself to the station where he was to deliver all the toys. They loaded up his truck and his cargo was very, very full. He could feel it pressing on his wheels. It was so heavy. Out of the station, the little engine went and up to the mountain where he was to travel. He looked up, up, up to the mountain and saw how very tall it was, touching the clouds even. This was indeed a very troublesome mountain. He looked up to the mountain and looked at his cargo, and he turned around and he said,
I can't.
And all
the little engine that couldn't even. He
just as read by Ringo Starr.
So he just pulled up to the mat and he's like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
I can't. And then that's the end of the story. And that's a book that's published for children.
A kid's book that was published. Like the story is that he couldn't do it, so he decided he just couldn't. Like he was like, nah,
I can't.
Screw that.
And then we made this joke like during another story that we'll tell you guys, but like the camera then like closes in on him and it's just like a ring around his head and he's like, I can't. And he's claymation and his face is just like distorted and terrible looking and I can't. And then credits.
Oh yeah, because like in Thomas when he's like he frowns,
he has the clay
stuff.
Face.
Oh, those gross faces they would make.
No, and they would also make like sweat come off his face. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
gross.
Yeah.
They put like clear liquid
be, like,
all
crying
over his
and
face.
Stuff.
He'd be like crying and shit.
Be crying and shit. I'm good at pulling water and shit.
Thomas the Tank Engine is an emotional roller coaster.
The train tracks are roller coaster tracks.
Yeah.
He's actually a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have that in some that sort
of
amusement park.
That would be so much fun if he was a
Thomas
train,
the train engine,
but he was a roller coaster.
But you went on him and he was a roller coaster. I was going to say that probably does exist in some
you mean
weird
like a,
park.
Like
I remember
in Russia or something?
Maybe. No, it's an American thing, isn't it?
It's British too.
Is that just because Ringo Starr was in it? So you think
that
it was
exactly
British?
That is exactly what I mean.
You're like, it must also be British. It's either American made or it's British made. It's not both. Just because Ringo Starr was in it.
Who's
a popular musician worldwide.
Yeah, he is known internationally.
I feel like he's known more than just in England and in America.
If you're familiar with the Beatles.
If you're familiar. But that's a whole nother story.
Well, anyway, George Carlin proceeded to him, and he is most certainly not British.
No. He is very American.
He's American.
He's American.
He's American.
He's American. He's not funny.
I know.
God, all right.
Oh,
I think
boy.
We're done.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's that.
I think that's that on the Colorado, like themed
yeah.
episode. I feel like everything had to do with that, with the stories that we did,
which is fine. Here. It's fine. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
We spend too much time on the internet.
We really do. No, we don't. We go out a
I
lot.
Do.
We go to the mountains. Well, just when you're
we
at
did
work.
Just join kickball, which was nice.
We did. We should talk about. Oh, we were going to talk about kickball.
We can talk about kickball for a minute.
Okay.
So we just joined kickball league.
Yes.
And
the Pied
like,
Pipers.
The Pied Pipers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like glow in the dark, and it's like.
It's so it's at night, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's outdoors.
That's another thing with like the fitness, though. It's like we found the only other people that don't go running and biking
yeah.
every day of their lives.
So we thought when we were joining this kickball team, we were like, you know, we're like a young couple. We were trying to meet other people and just like get out there and stuff. And everybody on our team is like a mom or like a dad
teacher.
And like a teacher. And they're all like over 30, which is like even like over 35, I would
yeah.
say. And they don't like afterwards we go to the bar
the whole
just, like,
point
have a
is
beer.
Like yeah to meet
you know it's just
people.
To be social and stuff and they leave they like go
play
home to their
organized
kids.
Sport.
So there's only like a few people on the team who are our age but they're pretty cool and we hang out with them but somehow we ended up finding like the one group of people they're very nice it's fun
but like this is the thing we like joined it to do something like you know organized
we end up hanging out with the other team
but,
because they're all younger
that's true but I was gonna talk about how like because, but we're acting like we're young, but like I like hurt my knee. I like,
yeah. Oh, we were a freaking
mess.
I
kick it. My glasses fly off and
yeah.
I'm like stumbling
Every
everywhere.
Every time he comes home, he's like, I hurt myself.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm like in pain. I was sore. I had to like take a bath with like bath salts.
We
like
took,
that's
like,
what
yeah.
I needed to do after playing kickball for an hour once a week. Like this is what
I know.
Because it's like such, your body's not used to moving like that. And my dad, I was telling my dad about it and he was like, yeah, I played. Remember playing kickball when like I was like around your age, and he's like the same thing. Like we, you know, it's not something you do all the time.
Yeah,
he's, like, we just played one game, and it was like he like really like messed up his like legs and his back. And
yeah,
he was, like, he said like, the next day at work, he was like, like trying to move boxes and stuff. And the guys were like, "What's wrong? Are you all right?" He's like, "Oh, no, it's nothing. It's nothing." Like, I don't want to tell them I played kickball with my family for an hour and now I'm crippled.
Now I can't. Now I'm bedridden. No, you don't realize like how much we were saying. So we're 27. We hadn't played in organized sports probably since 10 years ago, like more than that. Because I mean, I was doing ballet, but I didn't do swimming or anything track since I was like 16.
Yeah.
And then just like being in this setting and everyone's drinking beer and it's like relaxing. It's in dark. It's very, very different, but
it's in dark.
It's yeah.
It's in perfect dark.
Imperfect. Into black.
64.
Into stars.
Dancing with the stars.
Dancing with the stars. anyway.
I don't want to explain that one. I want anybody that would possibly put those two things together like I would just to laugh at that.
Just go ahead and respond to it. We say that That's way too often too.
What?
We reference, I don't want to say what it is because they don't know what it is.
Good.
Okay. We got a lot of, they have to appreciate the reference for what it is. I'm not going to hand it to them.
I'm not gonna, I can't, I see you baby birds. Fucking, I'm not going to feed you.
I see you baby birds. I'm not going to feed you. No, looking cute like that aren't going to help you.
Oh God.
No, wait.
Just the sound effect. Oh God. That's a visual. That needs to be seen. All right, that's it.
Can we take a picture of it and put it on the site?
No, that's too gross. I'm making a GIF. Just like, oh, <ooh.
laughs> we're not going to explain what we're talking about.
That's a visual that needs to be seen.
It's only for you.
It can't be on our like talk radio.
Oh.
All right, I think that's it.
All right.
We'll call it now.
That'll be it.
I think that's that nails it at a half an hour. So
nails it.
All right, that's the end of this one, which is, I guess, episode 4, Colorado.
This is, hold on.
Colorado's.
This is the new hope of episodes.
Yeah.
So, thanks, guys.
I do have a new hope for this show.
I do.
Finish each other's sandwiches. Have a good one. I was Joe's James, and that's Grice, and we had a good night. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.